Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It's hour three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. It's a terrific football Friday. We're an hour and 15 minutes from what you're drinking and what you're thinking. Okay, excited about that. Not excited about the bet payoff. The Roger Clemens icy hot going downstairs. We'll see just how uncomfortable it is, Brian. There you go. You want to sample it?
Yeah, I want to see.
Yeah. I'm going to try to.
Oh, that's icy hot.
I'm going to try to be as strong as Brian would.
That's pain relief.
I think it's going to be pain inducing. I'll channel my inner Brian Broaddus here coming up at 5:20. You got a little hammy pull you need to take care of back there. Stuart Mandel talking college football here coming up in about 20 minutes. Time now for a Chuck Wagon. Here's Wolchuk.
Hell yes. Do want to give a big Tolo shout out to Daisy Rodriguez and the Rodriguez family who are toloing right now.
D-Rod.
877-881-1053. What's the best rivalry in the state of Texas? And no, I am not talking about Texas-Oklahoma. In fact, Wee-Wee James. Duncanville versus DeSoto.
That's tonight.
Or Carter versus Campbell. Best rivalry in Texas. And you're right, Brian. We do have the marquee matchup that is Duncanville versus DeSoto. In fact, there is a plethora of Division I commitments that are going to be playing in this game. Is this the best rivalry in the great state of Texas? It's certainly been amongst the best here lately, with both of these teams being nationally ranked. They're absolutely incredible. And to me, I think certainly it used to be probably you had DeSoto and Cedar Hill. That used to be when Cedar Hill was in their prime with head coach Joey McGuire. That was up there. But now you've got DeSoto number one, or Duncanville's number one, and DeSoto's fifth in Texas and fourth and 17th respectively in the nation, according to Max Prep. So big time showdown tonight. If you're going to be going out to the game, enjoy that one. But we do have Texas and Oklahoma. Brian, you might have been upset. You might not have been upset about them being ranked number one in the SEC already in terms of best rivalry in the Southeast Athletic. What is it?
Southeastern Conference. Yeah,
yeah, that's right. I was kind of going there, and then I thought maybe I'm not saying this right, but I said it right.
I think if you looked at the history of the rivals, the great rivals, I think the Alabama-Auburn game, the Iron Bowl, is probably one of the greatest rivalries in the SEC history.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I'm not the Iron Bowl's given us some damn classics.
Yeah,
they really have. The kick six game. I mean, last year's game was epic for Alabama. Jalen Milroe with that unbelievable throw that he had just to be able to get them to the playoff.
I like the fact it used to be played in Birmingham for a lot of years until that stadium completely fell apart. But I like the fact now that they play it at a home and home. I think it makes it even better.
I think
now.
It does as well. Yeah. Getting both home crowds out there, but we've got the 10 best moments of the last 25 years of Red River, courtesy of RJ Coyle of the Morning News. They got Bomard in 2005. This was the 100th edition of the Red River rivalry. Didn't live up to the game's typical hype. It was a throttling. Undefeated number two ranked Longhorns defeated the Sooners 45-12. Texas took this matchup for the first time since 99. 80-yard run from Jamal Charles at the time, and then Rhett Bomar.
We got a lot of Jamars this week.
Dropped back to pass, leveled by OU defensive lineman Brian Robinson. Bomar fumbles, ball scooped up for a touchdown, scoop and score, and the Longhorns fans now refer to that as getting Bomar'd, and they did. Baker planted the flag in 2016. This was a badass game. It was a 45-40 win by Oklahoma, went back and forth. You had Bradford snapping the streak in 2007 where Texas had knocked off OU. Bradford throws for 244 yards, three touchdowns, including a 12-yard strike to cap off a 94-yard drive in the fourth quarter. Gave OU a 28-21 lead. They didn't lose. CD, giving the Red River rivalry something to remember in 2019, he had 171 yards, 10 catches, 3 TDs in the game.
Mr. Red River himself.
Holy crap. How about 2008? This was the crazy year where Texas beats OU by 10. Jordan Shipley was brilliant in this game, and Texas ends up not being sent to the national title game that year to play Florida. It was OU because you had that three-way tie that was going on in the Big 12. Texas loses to Tech. OU beats Tech late in the year, and it ends up being OU that gets to go play Florida. Florida ends up winning. I still think that probably should have been a Texas team. Neutral field, you beat Oklahoma by 10. Texas clearly probably should have been in that game.
Was our spy guy? He could have helped him with the three-way tie.
Yeah. He could have. Send the
what's our guy at Michigan?
Stallions.
Connor Stallions.
Yeah, Connor could have helped him with if they have a three-way tie. He can he's a legend breaking ties.
Yeah, he is. He should have sent that to Tech. Maybe they would have been able to get the signs. 2023, we had the coming out party. Dylan Gabriel was fantastic. Nick Anderson, this was last year.
I was there.
Was it awesome? I mean, outside of the getting, once you were in the game, you were situated. Did you enjoy it?
It was one of the best college atmospheres I've ever been in.
Yeah.
And you never want to go back.
And I never want to go back.
Number three, Texas.
It's impossible to get in that place. That's the problem.
It's tough. You got to get there super early.
And the concourses are so small.
So
when you try and walk up, I mean, the concourses are built for dudes that wore like fedoras and suits to the games, not like big fat ass dudes like me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
At least, it's supposed to be burning hot again tomorrow. I know you said Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday, me and Eric are going to be out there. It's going to be 98 degrees.
But tomorrow, is it also supposed to be really hot? Because, I mean, hey, that was one of my lasting 96? Memories.
Dude, yeah.
I mean, I got the sunglass burn into my face.
Were you drunk?
I sweat it all out. I was drunk, and then probably about 5 minutes into the game, I was totally sober.
Yeah, I have 96 tomorrow.
Is this at 11 a.m.?
That also made it a little bit tough. But, yeah, I was shotgunning beers in the parking lot, and then by the time we got in there and, you know, you're schwitzing, it just I sweat out all the booze.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to continue.
Did you get dehydrated?
I probably did get a little bit dehydrated. Yeah. And then sunburned. But the game was awesome. I mean, that was the Caleb Williams halftime. I mean, it wasn't great for Texas, but it was an amazing game to watch.
The atmosphere is incredible. It really, really is.
The four overtime game in 2020. This went back and forth. Spencer Rattler won his first Red River matchup.
Unbelievable.
Sam Ellinger was in this. Yeah, that one was crazy. The Caleb Williams game in 2021,
Was that the game they couldn't stop Ellinger from running?
Yes.
He was just like power right, power left. Yeah.
Number two is Dicker the Kicker.
Oh.
2018. This was, I believe, the Kyler Murray loss. Cameron Dicker, 14 seconds left, 40-yard game winner. Horns go on to win. And number one, the Roy Williams Superman in 2001. Man, that was...
Over the line.
That was a badass game.
Looked like number Roberts five, last week for the Steelers.
Chris Sims, quarterbacking for the Horns. Number three, Oklahoma. That was 3-5. Hell of a matchup there between the two legendary programs.
So there were no games from the 60s?
This was the last 25 years.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So this was just for like the Young Bucks, like Eric and I, so we could reminisce on like games we actually got to see.
Okay.
But I'm sure there were good ones in the 60s and 70s. Not like the rivalry just started.
In the 70s, there were good games.
Have you guys paid any attention to just how amazing this has gone for the Mets ever since they brought Grimace to Citi Field?
63-30-something?
Yeah, it's unreal. So they began the season 0-5. There were 11 games under 500 in May. They're now going to the NLCS. And ever since they brought Grimace in, which was June 12th for a game, they went 7-0. Part of that run was coming to Texas and beating the Rangers as well.
Went to one of those games.
They end up going 66-38.
Yeah, with Grimace.
Best in the sport since he threw out the first pitch on June 12th. They're also 8-1 at home since the Grimace seat was installed at Citi Field. They're 4-0 with him in attendance, and they're 2-0 since Grimace got his own train on the New York City subway, which I believe happened during the playoffs here this past week.
They caught a lot of crap for this.
They did.
They remember when they said throwing out a first pitch. You know, they were, people were all over him about this.
Fan base was about to turn on him.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And some of the media as well. Should they be, is this something where you consider becoming the New York Grimaces? Or do you just flush that idea immediately and move on forever?
You know what? If you end up winning a World Series.
I'd have Grimace on the parade route.
Yeah, I think
he would be
on
the float. He'd be on one of my floats.
What's the Mets mascot?
It's that Mr. Matt.
Mr. Matt.
Mr.
and Mrs. And Mrs.
But yeah. I think Peyton's a big fan of Mrs. Matt.
Well, a lot of people are. If you're into the furry stuff. The thickness.
Oh, busty.
Big time.
Really? Mrs. Matt getting it done, huh? Well, maybe we just move over Mrs. Matt and here comes Grimace.
Isn't she a baseball?
Yeah.
You're telling me a baseball can't be a little curvaceous?
It's probably the hottest baseball that's ever been created.
Shout out to Lola.
Just pretty much objectively.
Are there pictures of Mrs. Matt?
Yes. Dude, are you kidding me?
Google
she exists. She's real.
She's a baseball, just like
she's
you
a baseball.
Said. You're good.
But you said busty.
She went viral.
Okay.
For being an attractive ball.
214 says flush that one. So we just we'll act like we never heard the New York Grimaces.
Yeah, if we can cut that out post, Lucius,
that's a good advice there from the 214.
That'd be fantastic. Ooh, 817 said they went to the 2020 game, pulled a Broadus, left early. Thought Texas was done for. Missed a great game. Saw the end.
Wow.
As I pulled into the helm.
Oh, hey, you know what? Don't be ashamed.
Damn it.
Don't be ashamed.
Oh, it
but you
sucks.
Can be sad and filled with regret.
No, don't be.
I don't know how you could avoid being shamed.
I'm not going to lie.
No, you did the right thing.
Dude. I can't tell you how many times that Corey Seager home run pops up, and I feel sick.
I really do. You got out there just in time. You beat everybody out
I've tried. You know, like in the moment,
you don't get butterflies when you think back to that moment. You're like, yo, I got to listen to that in Broadus's car and his Nissan Rogue through those amazing speakers.
It's pouring down rain too.
It was pouring down rain.
I was one of the best drivers. If he was by himself, he would have definitely something would have.
No,
happened.
I was hammered and I needed a designated driver. Yeah, but holy.
But you also needed to watch Corey Seager do something special in the postseason.
I'll never forget sequence of events.
And the fact that Dawson stayed the whole game makes me feel even worse.
Upset of the year, and turning point of the World Series. I didn't want to miss it.
That's bigger than a 16 beating a one seed in March.
Hates you so much.
Dawson's
right
looking around. Mom and Dad are here. I wonder if they noticed if I just left. Right,
it was
now.
A cool moment. I mean, the first time. We had badass seats. We were down there.
Guys, you want some
baseline?
You want some lemonade? I'm going to get some lemonade. You want lemonade? And he didn't come back.
Never comes back. It's like the dad says him going to the gas station.
Well, Mrs. Met's not attractive. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You're not a fan of Mrs. Met? More of a Mr. Met fan?
Let me see here.
She does look kind of slim.
You think she's slim?
She's slim.
It's just like the hurricane coverage. We kind of oversell.
They've cycled through. You got to look at the one where she's sitting down at a
topless club.
She's clearly at the ballpark, but she's in like a booth. She's in a booth.
She's in a booth. Okay. Gentlemen, all shots $1.50 on the backstage. Mrs. Matt.
Mrs. Matt.
Somebody make some noise.
I'm serious, man. She went viral.
Dancing to Pour Some Sugar on Me. Here's Mrs. Matt.
Sounds like a hottie.
Will Smith has broken the streak. He will not win a fourth consecutive World Series for the first time since 2020 after the Yankees eliminated the Royals last night from the playoffs. One of the greatest streaks in sports. 2021, Will Smith with the Braves. He was a closer, saved six games, not allowing a run on the way to a World Series championship. 2022, goes to the Astros, and he ends up winning a ring there, and we'll never forget last year. Just, I guess we can forget the second half of the season, first half of the season.
Yeah, I don't remember much of Will there.
Brilliant for Will.
About July.
Yeah, Will didn't do a whole lot in the playoffs, but he still got himself a ring. And
he was good early.
He was really good.
Needed him.
He was really good in the first half.
Saved you.
Man, he will not get a ring with the Royals as the Yankees will advance the ALCS. So I guess we have the Subway Series that's still alive. Mets and Yankees, both in the championship series. They'll await the winner tomorrow. We actually had that game moved up between the Tigers and the Guardians. It's going to be a 12:08 start here locally.
Wow.
Because of the forecast for tomorrow evening. So they're going to have to play a day game. Tonight, We get Dodgers, Padres. Winner of that goes to take on the Mets. That is a decisive
game. Do you think
five.
They made a decision, the fact that no one would watch that baseball game if they played it late?
You know, I think that this was actually a smart decision by MLB.
I don't think this was a weather deal. I think they're just saying college football is about to kill us.
And you know what? They could have just said that, and I just said that's fine, because this is now going to end probably around when Texas OU starts.
That's
or
what
OU
I'm saying.
Texas.
That's what I'm saying.
And then you've got Ohio State and Oregon taking on each other at night.
Exactly. Don't we have Fox? Do we have Fox? Big Noon? Like, and aren't we at Oregon?
Painted quite the picture there, Walt.
Taking each other on.
That's what I'm
Ducks
saying.
And Buckeyes. I just
sent over Mrs. Met to you guys. She's presenting.
Just presenting.
She used to be known as Lady Met.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've done some research.
Okay,
on
so
this.
it's whoever is she's wearing the Met's outfit is hot.
She's one of the oldest mascots.
But the actual head of Mrs. Met is not attractive. But who's ever in this Mrs. Met body?
You're definitely not a baseball guy if you don't think Mrs. Met is hot in the face.
Is it?
That's a baseball with a smile on it, dude.
I mean,
she definitely fills out those pants.
If that doesn't get you in your
very
feels,
shapely,
Mrs. You know Met, your baseball feels.
I'm a big fan of Mrs. Met. You're right. Love her to death. And then last thing here.
Broadus is really, really, really taking a look.
Yeah, he's
Where did you send it?
He can't find it. You know what? Never mind. Let's just get to our guest. Brian, we're going to help you out during the break here.
Where did you send it?
Your Twitter DMs.
He sent it to the Twitter DMs.
Okay.
Check out the Texas tag.
I think you're going to like what you see. I don't see it.
Look at the Mahomes signature Gladiator logo on the new Tech uniforms they're going to wear for the Colorado game, too. That's pretty classy.
Doesn't matter much what the face is looking like. You know, if you got it going on like this, you know what I'm talking about, Brian. Take a look at that.
It's embarrassing. He did this on purpose, knowing I didn't get it.
Left you out of it.
Yeah, he did it on purpose. He's going, oh, look, watch him. Let's make Protoss look
now
stupid.
Now check.
You didn't send it, did you?
I guess not. I put it in a group.
Look, I'm looking
at
it right here.
I guess you're not in the group then.
He's not in.
I'm trying to. I think you got me blocked, Brian. I can't even send it to you. Okay, we
got
to run. It is the G-Bag Nation. Stuart Mandel, college football writer for The Athletic, joins us next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... It can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join MIDI. Fanduel.com.
The Fan. Welcome back, Nation. Big weekend college football. Let's talk about it. A segment's brought to you by Soda. That's state of the art. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If your loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. As Stuart Mandel, college football writer for The Athletic, joins us now here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, we're doing great. Obviously, we're fired up for Texas OU. How many of those have you been to?
Quite a few, though not necessarily recently. But I'm old enough to have covered, like, Sam Bradford, Colt McCoy, Red River games.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the most recognizable names in college football journalism right here with us, Stuart Mandel. Now, you'd be a great person to ask this question. We were having fun with it yesterday. Now, Brian brought us a huge SEC LSU guy, but we've been kind of teasing that maybe Texas OU is the best rivalry in the SEC. Now, where do you come out on that one?
Hard to top the Iron Bowl. I feel like that's always going to be the kind of original SEC rivalry.
There you go, Stuart.
Oklahoma-Texas is so unique, being at the neutral site, being at the state fair. And, you know, I think back to the 2000, the aughts, when it was Mack Brown against Bob Stoops, and every year it was national title implications for one, if not both. And when it's really going like that, yeah, it can be the top rivalry in the country. I'm just interested to see it as an SEC game and see, you know, whether SEC fans, like, of the obviously existing schools can get into it and appreciate it, because it really is something.
Stuart, this might be off the beaten path of a question, but being you are a college football expert, what do you make of Army-Navy and the season they're having? And could the Army-Navy game mean something from, like, this year, but last time we were talking about, like, 1945, something like that?
I mean, first of all, it's great to see that they can still be competitive.
Sure.
They've both had a couple down cycles recently, especially Navy, but even Army. You know, last year I did a story about how they were scrapping the under center triple option because with the rule changes, you know, Jeff Munkin, their really good coach, wasn't sure it was going to work anymore, and that didn't work either, so they went back to what they were doing before, and here they are. And then the other crazy thing is that it's happening the first year the Army joins the AAC. And the scenario that everybody is kind of talking about is, what if they end up playing each other in the conference championship game the week before the actual regular Army-Navy game? I don't know if we can handle that.
So what are you seeing in the Ohio State and Oregon game coming up? How do you see this one playing out?
You know, I do think there's Ohio State still a step above them and really the rest of the Big Ten, especially this year's team that is just like an all-star team. But Ohio State also hasn't really been tested yet. They're going across the country. It's going to be a great atmosphere. You know, I feel like if Ohio State wins, and especially if they win handily, you're going to see a lot of people believe, okay, this is maybe the best team in the country. Maybe this is a possibility for our national champion this year. But after the struggles against Michigan the last few years, and obviously the biggest game of the year, I do think there's going to be some skepticism. Unless they do, you know, look impressive in this setting. Oregon is going to have to, you know, it's interesting, this week last year, Dylan Gabriel played such a great game in the Red River game last year. And he's really going to have to do that again this week. Their offense isn't quite what it was with Bo Nix, understandably so. Still very explosive, but I feel like we haven't really seen them play a complete game yet. And so you're not going to hold Ohio State to 17 points, so he's going to have to really deliver tomorrow.
Hey, Stuart, we talk about our show quite a bit, and, you know, maybe the possibility of the way college football is going to go with maybe a super conference, and I just kind of wanted to know your thoughts on, are we going to see that in the near future here with maybe the 45 teams of just kind of being that way and playing a schedule of just for television and making billions of dollars doing it?
If you look at, you know, kind of this year and all the changes this year, I feel like we're seeing a little preview of that.
Sure.
I mean, every week we get an Ohio State Oregon or a Michigan USC. Next week you're getting Texas Georgia. You know, these big blockbuster games that used to be maybe you'd get two of those a year, you're getting them almost every week.
Sure.
And so the logical next step of that would be, ooh, look, the TV network's saying, well, this, look how good this is, but it could be even better.
Right.
If we have nothing but these kind of games. If that happens, though, it's still a ways away. All these conferences have TV deals into the 2030s, and in some cases, well into the 2030s. Mm. The college football playoff itself hasn't even started its next contract yet. So none of these, like, Super League things you read about are really feasible yet. Mm. But I've kind of always thought we're heading in that direction, and maybe it's a decade from now.
Talking college football with Stuart Mandel of The Athletic here in the G-Bag Nation. When it pertains to Lincoln Riley, how much time do you think he's got left there?
Well, he's got a really big contract. So, you know, and it's not Texas A&M. They don't have oil money at USC to just buy the guy out. But, you know, at some point, both parties, both sides might acknowledge, you know what, it sounded good on paper, but this isn't proving to be the best fit. I think we all knew they would struggle a little bit first year in the Big Ten, and maybe that LSU opener gave a little bit of false hope. But it's not just that. He just doesn't seem to be a great fit in that culture, in that market. That's a very, you know, generally speaking, a very open media market, pro sports market. So we'll see where they are at the end of this year. I mean, I do think for all the questions, rightfully so, right, about will he ever field a good defense, strangely, that's not the problem this year. Defense is actually pretty good. Offense has taken a big step back, and losing in Minnesota was a real gut punch of like, whoa, we really thought this program would be further along at this point. They wouldn't lose a game like that.
We opened talking about Texas and Oklahoma, and this will be their first rivalry in the SEC. What do you think about the Big 12 this year? I mean, you got Tech undefeated in conference, BYU, Iowa State, Deion's, Colorado Buffaloes. Who do you think is kind of the leader of that crop there in the Big 12?
I don't know if there is one, and it's very unusual to be this, you know, almost halfway through the season and look at a conference and be like, there's still six teams or so that could possibly win it. I do think people are sleeping on BYU because a couple of their early season wins now look even more impressive, especially, obviously, the SMU win. Held that offense down. Just really good defense. So now can they keep this up for a whole season? They're not that far removed from not being in a power conference. We'll see. But, you know, they're in the mix. Iowa State's in the mix. I want to see a little bit more from Texas Tech. That's been kind of out of nowhere, the improvement they've had on defense. This is a big game tonight for Utah, who is the preseason favorite and already has one loss and cannot afford, I don't think, to lose another one this early.
It's Stuart Mandel here from The Athletic, talking college football with you on The Fan. Does Texas have anything left to prove to you as far as, you know, finishing the fight in there and bringing it back home to Texas?
I feel like, you know, last year's team was such a breakthrough. You weren't sure, can they keep that up? Will they be? And I think they're actually better. And the whole quarterback thing has just kind of been an interesting twist on that. No, I think they're really good, and I think you could see any of Texas, Georgia, or Alabama winning the SEC, getting that bye in the playoff. That'll be so important. This is a tough stretch, though, obviously, playing Red River, which, yes, they're the big favorite, but it's going to be a tough game. It always is. Georgia's going to be a very tough game. And then some of the teams that got on the back half of the schedule that you would have looked at before the season and been like, yeah, that's an easy win, like Vanderbilt, suddenly is like, oh, actually, that team could be scary.
Hey, Stuart, and you mentioned Vanderbilt, though, huge win for that program. I was just like, when you watched those games last week and the upsets, do you have a reason why we're seeing so many upsets now in college football?
Vanderbilt is the perfect example of how if you make the right evaluations in the portal, you can just completely change your team from one year to the next.
Sure. I mean,
they were so non-competitive in Clark Lee's first three seasons, and he basically says, you know what, I really like New Mexico State's offense. I want to go get their OC, and the quarterback follows, and the tight end follows, and suddenly you've got a team that was good enough to beat Virginia Tech, take Missouri to overtime on the road, knock off Alabama.
Right.
So all credit to him. I mean, Florida State this year is the opposite of that. They relied heavily on the portal, and it just has totally bombed. But you know, do you think when the portal, which a lot of people don't like, a lot of people criticize, a lot of people don't like that the kids change teams from year to year, But I do think it's giving a little bit more parity in terms of week-to-week basis. Vanderbilt's not going to win the national title because they have the portal. It'll still be one of the usual suspects. But if they can go 8-4 and they beat the number one team in the country, that'll be a historic season for them.
Hmm. Is this a year where we will have a non-quarterback win the Heisman Trophy?
Possibly. It's interesting that these Heisman odds right now, the top two guys are not a quarterback. And one of them's a running back for a group of five team. Now, you can just, you know, those mean nothing. It blows up from week to week. But I do think there's a lot of eyeballs on Travis Hunter, regardless of how Colorado does. And then the interesting thing to me about Ashton Jeanty is normally you would not give a group of five player a chance, and certainly a running back for a group of five. But I think this is an example of, with the 12-team playoff, people are more invested in Boise State than they normally would be. Same with UNLV. One of these teams could – somebody from the group of five is going to end up in the playoff. It could be one of those two teams. And so, all right, you're paying a little more attention to him than you would if, like, they're going to go to the L.A. Bowl or the New Mexico Bowl or whatever. So
sure.
I suspect as we get down the stretch, it'll be a quarterback for an SEC team or a player from Ohio State, like somebody that's a more usual suspect. But I'm just kind of surprised and frankly impressed that they've gotten that traction to this point.
Thanks for all the terrific work, Stuart, and thanks for your time. Enjoy the weekend. We'll try to catch up with you soon.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Salute. Stuart Mandel, college football writer in The Athletic. My talk show career started in 2001 doing a college football show 23 years ago. Stuart was one of the first guys, you know, that we would talk to.
Wow.
That's awesome.
You know, I think he was with SI at that point, if I remember correctly.
He's crushing it, man.
Brings things full circle for me, and it's awesome anytime I get to chat with him about college football. Top 10 at 420 is coming up next. Wolchuk, where are you taking it?
Yeah, I'll give the Tolos an option. We have been very college football heavy this hour. Do you want the top 10 biggest college football rivalries or the top 10 best deep fried foods? In honor of the Cotton Bowl and the State Fair, that's next.
Well, thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. In addition to the finest, is coming up here at 5 o'clock. We were just reminiscing on the parade here at the break, the championship parade, all the memories from that. And thanks again to the Rangers for that terrific ride and all the Tolos that joined us on that fateful day. We'll have to relive that here in a show coming up soon. It's time now, though, for Woolchuck's Top 10. Here he is, Zach with an H. Your Woolly Bully.
Thank you very much, Brian. I think you've got yourself a winnable game coming up here against Ole Miss.
How?
All right, so apparently your head coach, you know, I know we're kind of iffy on how long is he going to be LSU's coach. Off a bye, LSU is a 3.5-point home underdog to Ole Miss.
They are.
And Brian Kelly's coaching career, he is 15-2 straight up, and 12-5 against the spread, playing at home on extended rest. This is from Brett McMurphy. So they're good. I mean, that's a hell of a record.
Yeah,
15-2 straight up, 12-5 against the spread.
And I guarantee
they've had extra rest.
I guarantee you, this is the worst defense he'll ever take into a game after a bye.
It's probably true.
I mean, this Jackson Dart and those guys at Ole Miss. I mean, this is going to be a shootout game. It was a shootout game last year. You know, it came down to LSU had to get a stop, and they couldn't get a stop. And Jaden Daniels did everything he could to win that football game for LSU, and they just couldn't get a stop. And the same thing will happen in Baton Rouge tomorrow.
Good luck getting a stop on the 6'2", 325-pounder they call J.J. Pegasus, big man TD, all over the place. He had two last week.
His name was?
Yeah. J.J. Pegasus, P-E-G-U-E-S. 6'2", 325 pounds. He's the new fridge. He's got like four touchdowns this year.
Damn.
They legitimately use him in the backfield. He took a direct snap. He actually showed some nice, like...
Niftiness.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, big man, sweet feet kind of deal.
I love Nussmeier and the love the way that our offense plays. Their defense drives me absolutely nuts.
So you don't have any hope in your time?
You know what? The thing about it is they said, well, LSU is going to have a very favorable schedule.
Yeah.
Well, they got Ole Miss, then Arkansas, then A&M. Then, you know,
turned out to
Vanderbilt.
Not be as favorable.
No, it's not. Not favorable. Not as favorable.
All right. Let's get to the top 10. And surprise, surprise, the food is one. So we'll do the top 10 best deep fried foods in honor of Brett Venables, who's never had himself a Fletcher's corn dog.
Get you one, coach.
Didn't even know what they were. I did have a buddy of mine. Shout out to Palmer, Palmer's Hot Chicken. And I think, Eric, you said that Portnoy even went over there, tried some of his stuff.
Yeah, did a food review and apparently loved it.
The hot chicken pancake popper was a hit. So one of my old college roomies, best friends, Jared Hannon, went over to your establishment there, Palmer, at the fair, said it was delicious.
That's what they serve up during the Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour stops.
Next Friday.
Palmer's comes out there with his truck and dials it up in a huge way. Denton.
You got a big opportunity. Come. Big opportunity next Friday. That's going to be sick in our old stomping grounds. Palmer's got good food there. Palmer does. Palmer's the man.
Great food.
All right, let's get to the top 10 best deep fried foods. And this is a big fair weekend. Lucius, how many trips have you made? You gone this week?
Three times. It's only been three times. We'll be going Sunday.
Okay,
so that'll be number four.
You have like a ranking of best things you've had so far?
I always go get the burger, the turkey legs. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. The staples.
Yeah, the staples.
But nothing
man.
New? Like, did you venture out, try any of the new stuff?
No. What's Wingfields is out there.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Wingfields is out there, bro.
Hell yes.
And you talking about Palmer's situation? Yeah. I drink the Froze's out there.
Yeah. Is Froze's hit?
Yeah. Froze's, bro.
Yes. The Froze's hit there. That is absolutely
I don't know what came
you.
Over me.
What's a Froze?
It's a rosé. It's like a frozen... Like rosé margarita, if you will.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. So, okay, Lucius, if I was going to say your favorite deep fried foods after having our conversations on the top tens in history, I'd go with onion rings.
Oh, yeah. Good for you, bro.
And fried fish.
Yeah, good for you. I ain't mad at you.
Solid?
Number one would probably be fried cheese.
Okay, so like mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, yeah, but I can't eat as much as I want to.
Yeah.
Sticks with you for a long time.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Fried Oreos, Gavin?
Yes, fried Oreos go up there. The breaded pork tenderloin, which is very popular in the Midwest.
Oh my gosh, that's delicious.
That's what my family dominates in Indiana at their restaurants. Nick's Kitchen, if you're ever in Huntington, Indiana, by the way, they'll get you taken care of. Nick's Junction in Roanoke. Wow. And Nick's Country Cafe as well. So that would probably be my number one, but I'd say beyond that, fried shrimp, and then you start getting into some of the fried desserts, and it's just not fair.
And shame on me. I mean, that tackle box at Popeyes.
Yeah.
We'll never forget that. Elite. That was legendary. Do you have a favorite?
Catfish.
It is catfish?
Yeah, catfish.
I'm telling you. You like the catfish whole or the nuggets?
Whole.
Okay. Yeah. I like the whole, too, but I get crazy in them nuggets.
Yeah.
You can just pick it up with your hands and just go,
And the nuggets are good. I've never had a catfish.
Love catfish nuggets, bro.
I'll tell you what. There used to be a place, and they called Duck Inn. They had catfish, all you can eat catfish, and it was up there in Denton. And we used to go and just punish that place.
Might have been an opportunity here.
Mm-hmm. Punish that place. Walk in there and just whole catfish. And
I think you put it out of business.
Right off the bone.
Out there,
man. It was so good. God, it was good.
I love the
catfish connection still around. Catfish connection. Fantex. Let me know if Catfish Connection is still around.
Yeah. You know, there's a Catfish Cove.
I like that.
My neck of the woods.
Catfish Connection.
I like the idea of the nuggets, though, because you get more breading per bite.
No, nuggets are not bad.
Yeah, Catfish Connection, Rowlett, Cedar Hill, Dallas. There's one not far from here.
Where's one in Dallas?
Probably Kiosk.
Yeah, thank you. I didn't want to say it in there.
Kiosk Boulevard.
Yeah.
Kiosk.
Yeah, Kiosk Boulevard.
Yeah, Kiosk.
That's what the GPS says. Kiosk.
Kiosk. We need to get some of that.
Honorable mentions, top fried foods here, deep fried foods. We've got Snickers.
Never had it.
I bet that is outstanding.
I had one at the fair several years back. It might have been the best thing I had.
Really?
Wow. Period. Yeah. It
really?
Was delicious. A deep fried Snickers. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
How many yellow cups?
Just a couple.
A couple?
I wasn't keeping count.
Okay. You know what the yellow cups are out there, right?
I really don't. I'm sorry. Is that the Jello shots?
Beer.
Oh.
Beer comes in yellow cups.
Honestly, I'm not drinking as much beer when I've gone to the fair. Is it? I mean,
I've never
is
been where
expensive.
I didn't drink beer.
Yeah.
But
Volchuk's a spirits guy.
I've got, I am. I'm more of like
Crown Royal.
Yeah. The vodka, tequila, whiskey.
I can't keep up with the tickets very well.
I know. Well, and all my tickets are going to the food.
Always.
So I'll bring a flask.
Always.
There you go.
And I'll flask.
Because I don't think they have real alcohol out there. It's all like that wine-based type of stuff. Yeah,
that'd probably be what I would go for, if I was out there. Bacon.
They do have the ability to pour some drinks out there from a flask, right? They got those slushy kind of drinks and stuff.
Oh, yeah. You can add a lot. The flask is the way.
You can spike a lot of drinks out there.
All right.
People don't realize that.
Bacon, Oreos, and cheesecake are the honorable mentions.
Fried cheesecake?
Yeah, fried cheesecake. Number one on the outside looking in is fried mac and cheese.
Now that's good.
I was surprised I didn't make the top 10. Well,
I was going to say just cheese in general.
Where's the place real quick that we go that we eat the
Pluckers, man? Holy Mac.
Pluckers, that's right. Right before the draft. You're right.
Yep. That's fantastic. Number 10 is fried pickles on the top 10 best.
Not the Spears, though. Not the Spears.
No, the chips.
The chips.
Chips and ranch.
100% I'm with you. Number 9, I have not had this, but deep fried ice cream.
I haven't had that either.
People love it.
Not totally sure how it works either, but I'm here for it.
Yeah, is that just like dough that's kind of got melted ice cream in it?
Yeah.
I don't know. That sounds like a Dawson special.
That's what it looks like.
I'm willing to try it. Never tried it.
Number 8 is the corn dogs.
8?
Yeah. Maybe not everyone has
corn. Yeah, this isn't a Fletcher-specific list, is it?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, some of those corn dogs are this isn't like Texas State Fair specific. This is just best deep-fried foods.
My apologies.
By America votes.
My apologies.
Fletcher's would be top 3, no doubt.
My apologies.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. 7 is Hush Puppies.
Yeah.
With the catfish.
Yeah.
Well, number 6
and
is
onion
catfish.
Rings. Yeah. And the onion rings.
Look up the origin of Hush Puppies if you want to get your third eye poked.
I did. You've told me to do that before, and I had,
I feed them to my dog sometimes. Shut up.
Educational. Number 5, cheese curds.
Yeah.
I had cheese, chicken, and pork chops as my favorite things to be fried.
Fried pork chop
has to be the secret.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the secret. Just fry it.
That's the secret.
That fried up fat part?
Oh,
that
my
fried up fat part on a pork chop is crazy.
Oh, man. On the bone.
Please.
Fried dominance.
Dawson, at Shakerton's had good cheese curds, didn't they?
Terrific cheese curds. I saw the way
dunked them in some salsa.
Yeah, dude, the way Broadus was punishing those was pretty spectacular.
I was hovering over
him. He dipped a curd into the queso at one point. I was like, wow, my guy is in his bag.
I didn't care.
4 is the funnel cakes.
Yeah.
I like those.
Got to be done the right way, though. Yeah,
they're good. You can't get kind of mess with it and put that sugar on there.
Yeah, powdered sugar.
Yeah.
3 is onion rings.
Ugh.
Best deep fried food.
Should be 1.
There goes my baby.
Should be 1.
2 is potatoes.
Yeah, dude.
French fries. Yeah.
Okay.
But number 1 best deep fried food is indeed chicken.
Oh, yeah.
It's 100%. Hard to beat fried chicken. Ooh, fried ravioli is delicious from the 469.
That is a good call.
Fried ravioli is fantastic.
Do they have elephant ears here?
Elephant
ears? Plants?
They have, I'll tell you what, they do have them. They do have them in surprise. I know that.
Okay, yes. I was wondering. Maybe it's more of a regional thing.
Yeah, they
you
have
just take
surprise.
A big old thing of dough and you flatten it out and then you roll it in butter and cinnamon and sugar and then you fry it real quick. Oh, and it's like giant. Good. You know?
Oh, hell yeah.
It was one of my favorite things.
How did I miss that? At training camp, I missed that?
Yeah, you got to get an elephant ear next time. Yeah.
I didn't know about elephant ears until we went to Surprise the first year. And I'm like, elephant ears? What are we doing here? And then she explained it, and they looked amazing.
First thing that does come up when you Google that, though, is the plants, Lucius.
Yeah. Like the plants. Right outside my front door. There's a whole bunch of them. They're real tall, too.
See, I mean, I've been here for a long time now, and I've never remembered seeing one. I thought for sure I'd see them at the fair, but I think maybe we need to start an elephant ear business here.
I am surprised beignets isn't on that list.
Yeah, put that as the dessert on the Palmer truck.
I love some beignets.
Okay, we got
somebody said no okra. Yes, okra. Fried okra is amazing. Fried okra is amazing.
Yeah, that'll come up
egg
on
rolls.
Your list.
Yeah, shout out to you, 940. Mm-hmm.
Okay, speaking of great things, it's time for an edition of The Finest. Eric, what kind of content are we looking at?
Everything you need to know to get your body ready for an NFL and college football weekend next year in the nation.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com